Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 16th day of the month of Kislev. Hanukkah is coming. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for: Yeshua Heschel ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Tzalo ben Chaya Basheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all in need have a refua shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May these people please be returned home to their families. A lot of talk in the news recently. I believe that Prime Minister Netanyahu, I think, was actually headed over to Cairo today for meetings. And from what we're seeing, it seems that there is closer than they've been to a chance for a hostage release. So let's keep davening, storming the gates of Shemayim, that all are released and returned home today to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Benjamin Samuel, congregation Shari Tfila in Boston, Massachusetts, to share words of Giver Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Samuel slowly reciting following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chas, Chas Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are Psalms 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew, translated as well into English. And then Rabbi Samuels will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, finally concluding with the Mishaberach HaCholim for those who are sick and suffering. And pause, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those in need of a refuah. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor future programs, we greatly appreciate your generosity. You can do so at ou.org/call. Again, that link is ou.org/call. Do it for any occasion, commemorate a yard site, and merit someone has a refuah, to celebrate a birthday or an anniversary, whatever the cause be, we greatly appreciate your generosity. And that link, again, is ou.org/call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Samuel.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for your incredible leadership. We all have hakaras hatov to the Orthodox Union for its services in Harbatzas Torah, the spreading of Torah, in directing our tefillahs, like today's daily recitation of Tehillim, and also, of course, for the incredible work they do in affording us kashrus, kosher food of all different types of delectables, and enhancing our delicious dining opportunities. I would like, however, not to speak today about what we can eat, thanks in great part to the Orthodox Union, but I want to speak about what we may not eat, namely the hind quarter of an animal, for example, a sirloin steak or a rump roast. And this is because the Torah, in this past week's parsha, prohibits us from consuming the gid hanasheh, the sciatic nerve. The Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu, our forefather Jacob, was wounded at his hip socket and down his thigh. And the Torah says we don't consume the gid hanasheh to remember this episode. And the Chizkuni, a medieval French biblical commentator, explains that the Torah says that Vayivater Yaakov Levado, Jacob was left alone. The Chizkuni points out that we know from another narrative in last week's Parsha that Yaakov Avinu's sons were warriors, yet they did not protect him. Jacob was left alone, Vayibater Yaakov Levado. He was left vulnerable to attack. And the Chizkuni says that the reason we need to remember this episode and the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu concretized this memory in a prohibition to eat of the Gid HaNasheh, this hind quarter, is that we should always recall that no Jew may be left alone. We need to be there for our brothers and sisters in all ways we are able. We need to continue to support the people of Israel, even as they think of us and our challenges with anti-Semitism here in Chutz La'aretz as well. We pray for the release of the hostages. We raise funds to support IDF veterans. We have to support wounded IDF veterans. We fulfill the mitzvah of remembering that no Jew may be left alone. And I'd like to, for example, share how we transition from the ahava that Yaakov had for his children, and this week's beginning of the parsha emphasizes the love that Yaakov had for Yosef in particular, to ahavas Yisrael, the mitzvah for us to love our fellow Jews, to make sure that no Jew is left alone. Listen to the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos at the beginning of the Mishnah Torah. Mitzvah al kol adam le'ehov et kol echad ve'echad miYisrael gufo. Each person is commanded to love, and the Rambam emphasizes, kol echad ve'echad, each and every one of Israel, as we love ourselves, as it says, ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha, you should love your neighbor as you love yourself. Therefore, one should speak the praises of others, show concern for them, show concern for their money, just as we're concerned with our own money and our own honor, and whoever does this will gain entrance to Olam Haba, and God forbid if someone doesn't do this, but actually aggrandizes themselves at the degradation of a colleague, does not have a share in the world to come. These are the words of the Rambam. So my dear friends, this is what we're trying to accomplish with this daily Tehillim recitation. To think of our brothers and sisters in Israel, to think of the Chatupim and Chatupot, to think of the hostages, to think of the Chayalim and Chayalot, and those who are psuim, those who are wounded, to think of the broken of body and the broken of spirit in Israel and here in America and Jews the worldwide, to think of the cholim and cholot in our own lives, to think of people that we know who we believe may feel alone, especially as Hanukkah is coming up in a week's time. Reach out to them. Let them know that no Jew will ever be left alone. When the Torah says that Jacob was left alone, in the words of the Chizkuni, that was the last time we could let that happen. And if perchance there is someone on this Divrei Chizuk, the Hillim call of the Orthodox Union today, who you yourself feel alone, reach out to your rabbi, reach out to your community, advocate yourself. Say, I need some companionship, I need a little help, I need a helping hand. And for all of us who are devoted to the fulfillment of mitzvot, we will hear the voice of the Rambam that says it is our obligation, min ha-Torah, from the Torah, to love, to hold regard for, concern, and compassion. Al kol echad ve'echad miYisrael, for each and every member of Jewish people. And in that spirit, my dear friends, I ask us to join our voices in the fervent and intentional recitation of Tehillim for all of those who feel alone, for all of those who are in need of our tefillos. We pray for their connection, their return, their restoration, their healing. We begin with Tehillim Kaf, Psalm 20, and I will recite it slowly so you can read it along with me. Bamnatseach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagevcha Shem Elokei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umtzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha v'olascha yidash nesela. Yitein lecha kilbabecha v'chol atzascha yimale. Neranana bishuasecha u'b'shem Eloheinu nigdol yimale Adonai kol yisholotecha. Ataya dati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho ya'anehu yishme kodcho b'gvuros. Yesha Mino, Ela Barechev, Ve'ela Basusim, Ba'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Ema Karu B'Nafalu, Ba'anachnu Kamnu B'Nisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Amelech Ya'anenu, Om Karenu. Tehillim Kaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi, Lo exar, dinos deshe yar bitzeni, almei menuchos yina leni, nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'magle tzedek, b'mahan shimo. Gam ki eilech b'geitzol maves, lo irara, yato imodi, shivtecho mishantecho, ema yenach amuni. Aroch lefanai shulchan, neged sorarai. Ishanta v'ashem en roshi, osi rivoyo. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni, o yimei chayai. Vishavti beveis Adonai, leorech yomim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lamalos, esai enai el hehorim, meyayin yavo ezri. Ezri mi im adonoi, osei shomayim v'oretz. Al yitain lamot raglecho, al yanum shomerecho. Ine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisroel. Adonoi shomrecho. Adonai tzilcho al yad yiminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareha ba-laylo. Adonai yishmorcho mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa v'echa, mi'ato v'yad olam. Psalm 130. Tehillim Kuflamed. Shir hamalos, mimamakim rosicho Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli, ihieno oznecho kashuvos lekol achanunoi. Im avonos tishmoryo, Adonai miyamod, imcho haslicho lemahan ivorei. Ivisi Adonai ki v'sor nafshi, v'li dvaro ochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomerim l'aboker, shomrim l'aboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, im Adonai ha-chesed, v'harbe imo fidus, v'hu yiftes Yisrael, mikol avo nosav. Tehillim Kuf Mem Pet, Psalm 142. Maskil LeDavid, B'Yosi B'Ma'arat Tefillah, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Eschanan, Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Tzorasi Lefanav Agid, Hisatef Alai Ruchi, Ba'ata Yadata Nesivasi, Be'orech Zu, Lech amnu achli, abet yamin ure'e, ve'en li makir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh l'nafshi. Da'akti eilecha Adonai, amarti atam machsi chelki be'eretz achayim. Akshiva el rinosi, idalosi me'od, atzileni mirodefai, ki amsu mimenu. Imeni, Otsia mimaskir nafshi lehodos eshemecha, bi yachiru tzadikim, I digmol alai. Now we turn to Achenu. Please forgive the quality of my singing voice, but I am going to sing this. Achenu, Ol Beis Yisroel, Achenu, Ol Beis Yisroel, Anesunim Betzara, Batzara Uvashivya, Aomdim Ben Bayam Uven Bayabasha. Amakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem v'yotziyem mitzahara lirvacha u'me'afela leora u'mishibud legeula hashta bagala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen. And now we make our Misha Berachs, beginning with Misha Berach L'chayelei Tzahal for Israeli the Fourth Defense Forces. Misha Berach Avosenu, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech Et Chayelei Tzva HaHaganah L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Tzenu V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLevanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, Min Hayam HaGadol Ad Lovo HaArava, Ubachol makom shehem, bayavasha, ba'avir, ubayam. Yitein Adonai es oivenu hakamim aleinu, nigafim lifnehem. Hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil et chayelenu mikol tzara b'tzuka mikol nega u'machala, bishlach bracha b'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedehem. Yadbir sonenu tachtehem, yatreim bekeser yeshua, Uva'ateres nitzachon, v'kuyam bahem, akasuv, I Adonai Elohechem, aholechi mochem, li'lochem lochem, im oyvechem, lahoshia eschem, v'nomar amen. Now the Misha Berach for chatufim and chatuvot, for shvuyim, for those being held in captivity. Misha Berach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe Aharon, David Ushlomo, Hu Yibarech, Yishmor Vintzor, Es Nedarei, Tzva HaHaganah L'Yisrael Ushvuyav, Ve'et Kol Achenu V'Achyotenu Hanesunim B'Tzora V'Shivya, Ba'avur Shekol HaKahal HaKadosh Hazeh, Mispalel Ba'avuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Yotziem, Mechoshech, Bitsalmabes, Umosroseem, Inotek, Umimikutsukosehem, Yoshiem, Yishibem Meheral, Lechek Mishvechosehem, Yoduladunai Hazdo, Beniflosav, Libne Adam, Yambahem Mikrasha Kasub, Ye Adunai Yishubun, Uvotzion Berina, Besimchas Olam al Roshan. Tason v'simcha yasigu v'nason yagom ba'anacha nomar amen. And lastly, we make the Misha Berach for cholim and cholot, for those who are ill in our lives. When I pause, please feel free to recite the name or names of the people for whom you particularly pray, as we pray for all of the ill of Israel. Misha Berach Avosenu, Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aharon, David Ushlomo, Hu Yivarech Yirape Es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Hachlimam V'Raposam V'Achzikam L'Achyosam Yishlach Lehem Mehera Refuah Shleima Min HaShamayim l'chol eberem l'chol yideihem b'soch shar olei Yisrael. Refuas hanefesh, refuas haguf, hashta bagala bizman kari, v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Samuel. So it's a pleasure to have you back on the program, please God, near to Hashem in the near future for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.